Hello and welcome to the EduThink podcast. Today in studio we have Lily Jackson and Luca De Nicola.
Hi.
The two current EduInc ambassadors. And we're going to have a little chat today about what that actually means and how you get there if this is an aspiration that you might have. You were awarded this position at Honours Evening at the end of 2023, and I'm sure you went home and you sent a few WhatsApps to family, you maybe spoke to grandparents and said that you had received the honour, the great honour of becoming an EduInc ambassador.
Yeah.
And then inevitably, I'm quite sure somebody said, well, what is that? So how did you explain the role to them?
I basically said the only thing that comes close to it is it's the equivalent of head boy and head girl in another school. People who represent the school to the best of their ability.
So then how would that be different to being a prefect? Because you're also a prefect and have been. When were you elected as prefect, Luther?
2 years ago.
So you've been a prefect grade 9, 10 and 11?
10 and 11.
10 and 11, yeah. Right. Okay, so then how is that different to being an ambassador?
Prefectship, you have a lot more responsibilities and duties to do. As an ambassador, you're more an icon for the school. But a prefect, you have jobs to do, you have responsibilities towards the school, which you do have as an ambassador, but I think being a prefect is a bit more work.
Lily, do you have anything to add to that? How did you describe it to family members once you had received the award?
Also, just saying I'm now kind of head girl for the school.
Yeah.
I did use the word ambassadate a lot.
Ambassadate. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be ambassadating.
Exactly.
Why do you think you were awarded this position?
I think personally, looking back on what I used to be, I think I've grown a lot at EduInc. And I've become a much better person, if I do say so myself. I think I've embraced the ideals and values of EduInc to the best of my ability. And I think I represent them well.
Yeah, you certainly do. Lily, since you received this award, what would you say has changed in you? What characteristics have developed? What is different since you received this award?
I've become a more open person, more sure of myself, more communicative to the people around me, and it's helped me with my relationships and my friendships with other people.
That's great. And where do you think that confidence came from? Was it because other people had recognized this in you? And you felt that you now could believe in yourself more? Where did that come from, do you think?
Just the trust that was bestowed upon me, people's recognizing that I can have this responsibility and that I will do okay with it.
And then, Lily, what do you think has been the most challenging or a challenging part of the job? Is there any one thing you can think of?
Balancing it with my school and my extracurricular activities, probably.
Yeah, it's always about balance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does the role of ambassador end when your term of office ends?
No, not necessarily. The title is gone, but you still have a responsibility towards the school. Even if you leave the school, you're still an alumni and you care about your school, so you want to do everything you can for it. So even if you're not an ambassador, you still represent the school with everything you do.
Absolutely. And what advice do you have, Luca, for younger students who might want to consider becoming an ambassador?
If you aspire to be an ambassador, make sure you're being authentic and vulnerable and staying true to your core principles and your moral compass. You must have the courage to grow and become who you really are and who you really want to be. You have to be truthful to yourself.
Absolutely. Lily, what advice do you have for the younger students?
Baffle people with your brilliance. Use big words. But just be yourself.
So in other words, live the school motto. Be your best self. Lily, Luca, thank you very much for being in studio with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Quite helpful for our younger students as well, just to have an idea of what it's going to take to get there if this is what they're aspiring towards. And from my side, you are doing a brilliant job.
Thank you.
And you have been balancing things well, Lily. I know that we've put quite a few tasks on your shoulders this year. There's been quite a lot of PR going on. You've met a couple of influential people, and you've acquitted yourselves very, very well. So congratulations to both of you. Well, there you have it, everybody. Words of wisdom from the current ambassadors, Luca and Lily, who have done a great job of letting us know exactly what this job is. It is the embodiment of the school's values. It is holding those values, flying the flag, and constantly being the example of those values to the rest of the students in the school. We really appreciate the work that you do, and you do a great job. Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Go team.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.